In Article 10, it says that we affirm that inspiration, strictly speaking, applies only to the autographic text of Scripture, which in the providence of God can be ascertained from available manuscripts with great accuracy. We further affirm that copies and translations of Scripture are the Word of God to the extent that they faithfully represent the original. Inspiration, the God-breathed quality of Scripture that we have spoken of, applies specifically and only to the original texts of Scripture. It does not apply to copied texts or to later manuscripts. But we have to affirm that God in His sovereignty has protected the transmission of these original manuscripts through various texts as they've come down through history that have been passed down and preserved by God in His protective hand. We have manuscripts that go back to the 2nd and 3rd century. There are literally thousands of existing Old Testament fragments and manuscripts that have been copied down throughout the Mideast, the Mediterranean, and European regions that agree phenomenally with one another. These texts also that have been passed down, these Hebrew texts, thousands of them agree substantially with the Septuagint, which was the Greek translation from the Hebrew that was done by 70 scholars 3 centuries before Christ. So there is great evidence of the historical reliability of the Old Testament. Furthermore, the New Testament has 2,500 ancient manuscripts that have been discovered and archived so far. The discipline of textual criticism, the work of scholars looking at and comparing these thousands of texts as they've been passed down, assures us that the Bible translations that we have today are essentially the same as the ancient Bible manuscripts, with the exception of a minute few discrepancies that are inconsequential in nature that have been passed down through time or introduced over time that have been attributed to the minute errors of those who have copied the texts. At most, those minor discrepancies in the discovered texts consist of, at maximum, 0.25% of the entire text. And none of those discrepancies in the text that have been attributed to copying errors affect any of the teaching or doctrine of the New Testament. In conclusion on that point, then, there are a multitude of copies and translations of both the Old Testament and the New Testament. And without debating the legitimacy of various translations that we have today, we can say with full assurance that the translations and copies are authoritative, that they are accurate portrayals and depictions of the New Testament writings. We can say with full assurance that the translations and copies are authoritative, that they are inspired in as much as they reflect and demonstrate and represent the original texts of Scripture. By represent, we mean in as much as they state what the original writing stated, which they do to a high degree of accuracy, more accuracy than in any other text from the ancient world. It means that there is certainly the possibility of minuscule errors of copying that have been made through the hundreds and hundreds of opportunities that the scholars have recopied of them, or that there is the possibility of minute errors of translation, but that the Bible manuscripts in their original form, of which we have a high degree of accuracy, contain remarkable content that has been well preserved in the various translations of Scripture that we have today. And we need to embrace that and be assured that it is accurate and true. Okay, the second part of this. We deny that any essential element of the Christian faith is affected by the absence of the original autographs. We further deny that this absence renders the assertion of biblical inerrancy invalid or irrelevant. By autographs, it simply means the original writings. The fact that we do not have the first handwritten manuscripts, the actual handwritten works of Paul and Luke and so forth, does not mean that the scripture loses any of its authority or effectiveness. There are books that have been written over the ages that have attempted a strange hypothesis that we need to reject. For example, there was a bestseller a few years ago called Holy Blood, Holy Grail. And in this book, it taught that since we do not have the original writings, that some of the key claims of Christianity were not originally present in the first manuscripts. In fact, their thesis was that the Bible originally did not teach the deity of Christ. They claim that Diocletian, the emperor of the early 4th century, and late 3rd century, early 4th century, destroyed all the Christian writings that could be found prior to the 4th century. And that then Emperor Constantine, came along and eventually commissioned a new version of the Bible documents, allowing for revisions of the materials as these new scholars of the 4th century saw fit. Now, of course, we reject that. And we reject that not only because what we know to be true, but because we have scholars such as Daniel Wallace, a New Testament scholar, who has said this of Holy Blood, Holy Grail. Do these authors know anything about history at all? Diocletian did not destroy all the Christian manuscripts. That's historical revisionism, by the way, to say that he did. He did destroy several of the early manuscripts, but mostly only those in the East and in the South. As far as having no manuscripts prior to the 4th century, well, we have more than 4 dozen of them in Greek alone that are prior to the 4th century. So, we need to recognize that not having the original text does not nullify the truthfulness nor the reliability of Scripture. Nothing of importance is lost by not having the original texts. We have ancient texts. We have ancient texts that confirm one another so that we know that the message is true. Nothing of importance has been lost or is missing because God has providentially protected its transmission. And neither does it weaken or make invalid the claims to inerrancy. So again, point 10 here, we need to affirm and to deny the truths of Holy Scripture as projected by these scholars in the Chicago Declaration.